Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, New Year's Eve.
What happened?
I don't know. Great. Push a button. You're closer than I am, I think.
No, I'm not even in the same room with the computer.
Okay. Let me get over there. Oh, well, this is a good way to start. End of 2021, year of our Lord. Good stuff. We have a technical, just bear with us one moment.
Should be under S.
Good, but, oh, I got to get, I'm not even logged in yet. I got to head over there.
Oh, okay.
But that's a, we'll be playing a song that I wrote lyrics to, and Shouted and Shy played it, Bridget.
I should have asked AT to call and hang out with you for a little bit. I wasn't thinking.
Okay. I'm watching.
Hi, Taser.
Yeah, Taser.
Story must be out.
Yeah. No, she's cooking. She's getting cooking a little dinner, then she's jamming, then she's gone for the night. I'll be here alone.
Nah, Taser will be there.
Yeah. She is, yeah. Okay, I'm in the same building. I'm in the, got the keys to the studio. I suppose Lamar is here, the security guard. Oh, snap. It's your birthday? Okay. All righty. I'm going to play the first thing that comes to, I see.
Whatever you find, you make sure you look up something to say about it. And sure she can hear me in heaven. Happy birthday, Mama.
Paul Hatter. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, that's not going to work.
You know, we have
400. You did some cleaning. You did a nice job cleaning the files. Pretty good.
Thank you. Do you know we have 475 entries for the sweepstakes? Isn't that amazing?
No kidding. You're kidding me. Wow.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I've got...
Who knew? A topic board can only hold 1,000 comments, and we had to extend the sign-up list to a second topic board because we filled the first one. Between people putting their name and then me putting their number there or, you know, question, whatever. It was an amazing turnout. I can't wait to see who wins.
Okay, I'm here. I can feel it.
Yeah.
It sounds like. Okay, thanks for putting up with this. Technical difficulties in the. That was here. Peace on earth. Can it be? David Bowie. That's weird. I'm gonna now that I associate that song with Bowie. That's all I'm gonna hear. Peace on earth. What a great voice he's got.
And then Bing Crosby, yeah, it's one of my favorites. We have that in the studio. I fixed it.
Okay, I'm still trying to get it. Okay.
You know, I kind of think it's late to worry about the song. You should maybe tell them who we are and what the heck we're doing here.
Okay. Put on some background music.
Now I know.
Okay.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. Welcome back, my friends, to the last show of this year, 2021. You leaving us shortly. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. I'm here with Deb. She does all the heavy lifting in the back. Sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Heather.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride.
I can't believe it. 2022.
Yeah. In the year of our Lord 2021, we're going to put it to rest. Greet in 2022, which is going to be Irish virus free, I hope. Put that crap away. We need to get back to our life, our lives. COVID free, please. I'll take a double dose. I'd like to thank everyone for this whole year, our hosts, our poets, our members who call in and participate, those that write who can't call in, appreciate you. Anybody that just calls to hang out, we appreciate you too. If you get into our archives and listen to our past shows, thank you for that. They are counted. We appreciate that. We are in 61 countries to this date.
That's
amazing.
So exciting.
And those last two were, Vietnam and who? Or?
The last two, number 60 was Thailand, and number 61 was Sierra Leone.
Yeah, what she said. Okay, tonight we're going to, it's pretty much open. We've got some, why don't you describe what we got, Jeb? You got the figure on the pulse of that.
Well, sure. We have a sweepstakes going on this year, and the grand total of points we'll be giving away is 100,000. We have one prize of 30,000 points, and we have I'm away from the board, but after that we have 15 additional prizes that we'll give out. How it'll work is, if you look in the topic board, there's an app, and I will tell the app to give me numbers between 1 and, at last check, 475, and I will spin it, and the first prize that we draw will be the big one. That way, everybody who entered, whether they got to enter once or they got to enter all 18 days, they get the same opportunity to win the big money. And we will be repeating any numbers. So since we don't have one of these, and I don't think I'm jinxing anybody, if number 650 comes up, if it comes up a second time, we will just say duplicate number, and I'll push the button again. And the number itself cannot win more than once, but people holding the numbers can. So if three of your numbers come up, you'll win three different prizes. And I can't wait to see who wins.
Yeah.
Great turnout.
Yeah. All right. I'm back on the board. I'm feeling good. Looking good. All right. Got so many. Masterpiece.
Hey, Buzz.
Oh, I gotta get in here more often. I didn't recognize him. I'd like to also thank everybody. It's you guys that make this radio gig worth it. Participating. Once you get eased into it, you get comfortable with us. We don't bite. It's cool to call in and just have a phone conversation with us. You can share your work. We totally enjoy it. We will give you a pretty much honest opinion of your work and your critiquing it. But we do encourage writing in all forms. So we try to find positive things in everything everybody does, and we dwell on that. And I'll tell you what, we've been doing this for, 4 years? Is it going to be a third anniversary, Deb?
Yes, it will, in March.
It's 3 years. And during that 3 years, plus the many years before that, my circle of friends, I have seen grow into mediocre wannabe poets to absolutely very good writers, man. And it's just comes with the territory. You do something every day. You do it with passion. You're going to get good at it. You can get better. And the more people we interact with, the more you can grow. I feel myself growing as I speak. Can you tell, Deb, I'm growing? Oh, okay.
Why, how many trees and muffins did you eat?
I want to thank some special people here on All Poetry and Blog Talk Radio. Like to thank Boston, wherever you are. Happy New Year. May I help you have a good Christmas. Purple Chaos. Come back to us whenever you can. Say hi. Penny Lane is in my heart and in my soul. From New Zealand. Hi. And Angel Eyes, you said you might call. I hope you're listening. Hope you do call. And that takes care of the thank yous, I think. What do we have looking forward to, Deb? I think
getting past.
Are we going to try getting more contests? You think a couple a week? Because we don't do any right now. Maybe we should do a couple a week. What do you think? Something like that.
A couple a week.
Yeah, or once a week. Maybe we could do that. We could do it for Saturday. Fill in the back side of that. Just a thought, something new.
Yeah.
It's the fastest 2 hours of the day. You got 2 hours to kill. Tune in with us. It'll go by pretty like that. Let's get to, how are you going to award this sweepstakes thing? Deb, unmute.
How am I going to award it? What do you mean?
Okay, well, just the rules of the sweepstakes. You said the points, but how does it work exactly?
Well, I have, like I said, I have an app, and I will put the numbers in, and it will do random drawings for us. The first number that we draw will be the 30,000-point winner. And then after that, we have five numbers that will be drawn, and each of those will win 6,000 points. And then after that, we will draw 10 prizes that are 4,000 points each for a total of 100,000 points. And the time to enter was cut at 11 p.m. Eastern, so it ended 13 minutes ago. And
okay, so are we going to go from the lesser prize
year,
to the top prize? Are we going to go to the top prize down? Are you going to start
top,
with the
top
grand prize
down because,
or the other way around?
I'm going to do the top prize first because otherwise,
okay,
once your number is called, it's done. And
you know,
if somebody only entered one time, that's their one and only chance to win the big. So we do that first, and then the other 15 prizes are sort of consolation prizes so that we could award more than just one. And passing out, doling out the points to the winners will be my first act of 2022 as soon as the show ends.
Okay. So like Miss America, they know they're not got a shot when they got congeniality, huh?
Yeah. Just like that.
Okay. Okay, well, you want to get started with that? When you want to
start? I can't because I've been advertising for the past 18 days that it will be at 12:05. So.
Oh, sorry.
That's
yeah,
right.
Here I am, the host. Yeah, but I didn't must have got the memo. 12:05. Okay. So we got some time. Anything you want to share from your vault? We do our nights to where sometimes we don't get to read any of our stuff. So at the last day of the season, last night of the season, we could do some catch up if you wanted to share a thing or a thought.
Well, I want to apologize to everyone because I am sick as a dog and I'm incognito as soon as we give away all the prizes because I'm that sick. So I sound grumpy, and I kind of am. But I just want to tell you all that I appreciate you for everything you do all year long, all the support to the shows. I couldn't be more thrilled at the caliber of people that I get to hang out with, and even more excited over the people I put these shows out with. And my board, in between trying to have fun and doing poetry shows, we deal with the drama in the background so that the members of the group don't have to. And I just want to thank you, Hutter, and my sweet pea and AP for dealing with all the baloney in between the fun, and just for being there. My grumpy self really does have love and respect for you all. I just don't feel good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, anytime you're dealing with the humans, the people, stuff like that happens. But I think we do it fair. We do it fairly. We have board members that when there's an issue, we present it, and we try to nip it in the bud so nothing grows out of hand, gets too far. And I think trying to keep our members happy and safe is a way to do it. It's been totally enjoyable, Deb, since we started this ATOV. We've learned a lot.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, and once again, the technology, if you don't take it for granted, we talk to different continents in the world. Australia calls in, sometimes New Zealand. Being that Europe is in early wee morning of the day, a lot of times we don't get calls during our shows because of the time. But, at one time we could have four different continents talking at the same time to each other. I think that's amazing.
I agree.
I heard something about 2025 is the year.
That was Buck Rogers. Like that.
Is that what it is? That's how do you take it?
I don't know. I'm just being a smartass.
Yeah, well, 2025. Elon Musk says the same thing. 2025, artificial intelligence will rise to a first peak, the first sight of its ability or scariness. Yeah, that's. That's something that can frighten you. There's been a lot of movies and books written about it, artificial intelligence taking over the technology and anything you plug in, they have control over. How much do you allow them to do that? Is there a problem with that? Will they attack us? Will we be fighting robots in 2026? I don't know. Hope not.
Skynet.
There is
no fate but what we make.
Yeah. Nobody can hear you scream in space. Hey, I heard Musk talk about starting up the planet Mars to be, start it with get oxygen and atmosphere and start it, the genesis of a new planet. And he says that's very doable. I don't know this guy. I love listening to his talk because he talks so intelligently about the future. That's almost like he's been there and back. But he was asked, "How do you do that to Mars?" And he goes, "You set off mini nuclear bombs on the poles, and then just watch." Okay, let's do that. No, I thought it was a good idea.
What?
Oh, I was checking the thing. I'm sorry. I'm going to. Can I share one of mine? You think? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Upon. I know you want to get out of here, but we got to do it at 12:05.
No,
okay.
I can't go until I do the drawing, so it's
sure.
Not
okay. Okay. I'm going to write this one. I wrote not too long ago. There's nobody to read along. You know, should I post it or just read it? Or just read it? Don't laugh at me. I've got the other. It's called I Took a Verse and Made It Worse. It goes like this. That day it came, there came a rain. Let me start that over. The day it came, there came a rain that hid the tears that fell. Cloudy skies that watched me cry knew me oh too well. Stepping back to view the past, I found myself times two. Voices heard and spoken word, I imagined it was you. Remember when the world was close and nothing was too far away? I took a verse and made it worse. It remains that way today. Search to find the lasting rhyme and tell me what you see. Words in puzzled ending rhyme that dreams of being free. Wow. That's it. A little brevity. Settle down. Simmer down. I know. Hey, Deb, what's the award that they have for the National Poets? There's an award. Is it a desktop or a something?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? No?
Desktop?
Well, that's not desktop. It's,
I don't know
it's
what
like
that means.
The,
like, I know that you can be a
it's
poet laureate.
Award. It's the name of an award. So it's the name of an award you get through an amateur poet. I believe it's amateur. It's... I'm going to have to look it up. Like the Knick Knack Award or something. Some stupid thing. I should have looked that up. So what did you think, Deb?
A lot, Hatter. Your poem.
My poem.
And I love the poem. Didn't you read that for us before? I don't know where it's not
yeah,
there. I think I've read it
once before. It was only a couple weeks ago, I think, that I wrote it. Let me see. I was sort of proud of how it came together. I was sort of happy with it.
I thought it was an awesome brevity. I remember commenting on it. You didn't put it on the board. And...
It's about a month ago. It's only about a month ago. And does it say who I wrote it? No, I'm so bad about that. But that's one of the last ones I wrote. And because it's our show, Deb.
Yes.
I was thinking read it another one. How's that?
Sounds like a plan, Hatter.
Okay. Same time. I promise myself. Okay. There's one that I read every year. Once every year. It's the first poem I ever wrote. It was supposed to be made into a song, but that fell through, and it remains a poem to this day. It's called The Knights of Rock and Roll. I wrote it in 1983. It goes like this. This is just a little prelim of the substance of the poem. The storyteller, to a king, was the best source of entertainment. The jester was the DJ of his time. And that's for sure. Storytelling is an art. It goes like this. How legends begin are words passed down like kings and queens, their jewels and their crowns. Once in a lifetime, one might play out a dream. For a rock and roll DJ, it's a rock and roll queen. Those hot summer nights like a fantasy ride with tales of a DJ and the music that died. Her DJ, the jester, in playing the role, learned how to rock the queen's royal soul. her bishops, her knights, her kingdom, they say, no one's ever rocked her like that rock DJ. End it will never, for death is a dream. As long as there's rock, there's a rock and roll queen. Time is a jewel you must hold on to tight, for yesterday's the thief that comes in the night. One night without warning, he knew she was gone. His queen was no longer in need of his songs. The music went silent. The kingdom turned cold. His rock was just music with no heart and no soul. That DJ I know now rocks in shame. He plays only memories like a torch with no flame. Never before had this happened. I was there, so believe, when she rocked with that DJ, she was rocking with me. I had become a knight with an armor of stone, but amongst all of her kingdom, I still stood alone. My heart still rocks the songs of summer at last. You see, a DJ's whole life, he lives in the past. My thoughts of her realm, now a summer away, keeps me rocking the inn and praying someday my queen will return with my heart and my soul so I can follow her back to the nights of rock and roll.
That's
Yeah, that's what started me on this dream. Paper, get down. Get down. Come on. Paper, come on. No. Okay, I'm going to say hi. Say hi.
Okay.
Paper. She knows Joy's leaving, and so she's all upset. So, Deborah, are both your teams in, still mathematically in the hunt, or is Pittsburgh out?
I suppose you could say that, but
yeah.
We shall see.
What an interesting year. We're going down to the last 2 weeks, and there's still 20 teams that mathematically could slip in, or I don't know if this last game narrowed that down a little bit. But there are all sorts of scenarios that could happen. I picked the Rams in Buffalo as my you can't really take Buffalo as a Cinderella because they're taking the division, basically. But I took the Rams as a Cinderella. Just felt sort of Ramish. I think it's going to be Green Bay for NFC. AFC, I'm sort of tossed up. I'd like to say Kansas City, but I don't think they're going to make it. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided on that one yet. What do you say, Deb?
I don't know. Andy's looking good.
I was surprised. What's that? Andy Reid.
Andy and his team, the Chiefs, are looking good. Andy Reid.
Yeah.
There's too many that are really doing great right now to count anybody out, actually, I think.
Yeah, you really can. By this time, we should have everybody but the wild card. And I'm looking at it right now. Maybe that's what we have, basically. I know the wild card's up for grabs. The Rams, 11-4. They could take the West. So they're not the Cinderella anymore either. Did you know the Miami Dolphins lost the first 7 games and then won the last 7 games? They lost the first 7 and won the last 7. The first team in history to do that. And it was good to see the Ravens disintegrate, self implode. I don't know what happened. They must have been plagued with injuries. I got to go to.
It's that time of year. A lot of people are getting injuries. You cringe every time the game starts because you don't know who's
going to
be next.
Yeah, that's what the bowl season for the college is the same way. These franchises, boy, they do not want their guy to be playing in a bowl game. They just don't. They've already invested millions plus draft picks and millions of dollars into him. I'm glad this COVID thing, they were smart enough to realize that you have to let these guys play. You can't shut them down. I had on another radio station, there was a professor, and it was on the Kim Justice show. It was Kim and this professor talking about how wrong it was when the Dodgers won to have the guy that Turner, when Turner got the MVP, he was seen without a mask hugging his teammates, and he had been tested positive right before that game, and they were saying whether he should have played at all or not. I had to call in and tell him that you can't, because they were talking about shutting the sports down. We should, you know, shouldn't have anybody gathering in stadiums for their own protection. We should have no athletics at all to stop the spread of the COVID. But I called in and I said, you can't do that, man. You can't. These guys have worked their whole lives for a possibility of one good year, or their senior year at a college, or their rookie year, to prove that they can still hang with the team. You can't take that away from them. Because I can guarantee you, if you were to have everybody sign a waiver saying that I'm responsible, liable for anything that happens to me, can we play? It's going to be 100%. That was the only conversation they didn't have with the players, was that would you play with the threat of possibly getting the COVID virus? Would you continue playing in that atmosphere? You know they would. Hell yes. For one thing, they're very healthy gentlemen, very healthy. You're talking millions and millions of dollars for the bowl winners, for the high drafted players. You cannot take it away from them. That would be so wrong. This is back when, if I remember right, they were going to cancel the college last year. It was last year. And they let them play. It was a partial season. They didn't play everything, but they let them play this year. I thought that was great. I was amazed on how many stadiums they filled. How about you, Deb? Was that a surprise? They sort of eased up on the social distancing?
I'm more surprised at how many are out there without a mask on. Don't even get me started. I'm so sick, I just want to rip somebody's head off.
Yeah. You know, and I'll just say it, you know, it's hard to get everybody on the same track when they're lying to you, when they're caught lying to us. That's not a good thing. You can't do that. We should get some new leaders. We should be able to say you didn't do it right. We want somebody else, and insert the next guy. But doesn't work. It's not that easy. Can't make it political. Cannot make it political. And those that do, we should punish them somehow. They should not be in office if they're going to play games like that with our lives, our livelihoods, and the mental health of our families for a political, some kind of political gain. I don't know. That's wrong in itself. But I was glad to see the stadiums fill up. I really was. I hope it doesn't spread the virus. Nobody has even mentioned that it had or even increased any numbers that I had that I've heard. So that's a good thing. Precaution is exactly what it is. Even if masks don't work, we don't know they don't. So why not do it? I mean, just so we can eliminate that as a possibility of how it spreads. That seems to me to be the common thought that we should have as Americans, as humans on this earth. I don't know. Hopefully this next year we can nip it and we can go on with our lives and put these masks away. I'm tired of looking at masks. You can't see anybody's face. I feel guilty walking into a liquor store or a convenience store with a mask on. 3 years ago, if you had told me I could walk into a liquor store with a mask on, I'd have said, you're nuts. But there we are.
Yeah, well, gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the masks are here to stay. They were with the in Japan and China. With Japan, I think it was the SARS. Wasn't it the SARS breakout or something that really started them wearing masks? You can't see, you can see a lot of people just walking on the street, Tokyo or in Japan. A lot of them still wear masks, especially on the trains, buses, and subways, trains, that kind of thing. So I think that's probably here to stay. Probably wouldn't be bad to make everybody more aware of the cleanliness of things around you. Washing your hands more, this kind of stuff. We got to beat it. If we want to get our lives back, that's what we got to do. And you can't force anybody to do it. You just got to talk them into it somehow. That's what being free is, and that there is downside. Typhoid Mary did not know she was spreading typhoid amongst the masses. That's all. I'm tired of it.
Typhoid Betty might not have, but John
Typhoid
and
Betty.
Jane Doe know that there's a possibility they're going to if they walk out their door without a mask. And look how many John and Jane Does do it.
That's true. That's true. And they don't think they could be hurting their own family. It could be their own family that ends up that they hurt. They don't get it. I mean, that alone should make you put on a mask, be part of the, let's get rid of it. Because you can't eliminate it unless everybody does. As long as there's some people that don't, it doesn't do anybody any good. So you're canceling out me having to wear one because you won't. I don't know. I just hope it's over. I'm coming into the flu season on the North American continent this year again. Should be into it. Deb, I hope you guys just a cold.
Well, I looked up the symptoms, and it seems to be just a flu. I haven't been near anyone without a mask on in almost the entire 2 years, but on Christmas I actually got to see my kids, and my daughter had, we all seemed fine. Most of them tested before. And then the 2 days after Christmas, no, the day after, my daughter got symptoms. So she tested them.
Wow.
It said for corona. And then they recommend that you test again because, you know, just to be sure. And her second one says no as well. So
okay.
It's just this flu is like really bad. I can't emphasize how sick I'm feeling, and it's just like it's bad. So even if you don't believe in corona, trust me when I tell you that the flu is really bad and you don't want it.
Flu's always been bad. You know, what do you think of this Dr. Joe Rogan?
Oh, I don't know. I know who he is. I can't think of this show he used to be. Fear Factor. I don't know how much credence I put in him, to be honest with you. But, Hatter, you know, I think that we need a song. So I was going to tell people that this is a song called Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy. It's a duet. It's performed by David Bowie, an American singer, and Bing Crosby. Bowie, an English singer, and Bing Crosby, an American singer. They recorded it in September of 1977. Peace on Earth is written with special musical supervisor Ian Fraser and Larry Grossman, and scriptwriter Alan Cohen specifically for the collaboration. The duet was one of Cosby's final recordings before his death in October of 1977. Following the special broadcast, Peace on Earth and the Little Drummer Boy went unavailable for many years. It was eventually re-released by RCA Records in November 1982. and was commercial success, peaking at number 3 on the UK singles chart. It was Crosby's final popular hit. It became one of the best-selling singles of Bowie's career, with total estimated sales of over 400,000 in the UK alone. The song has since become a Christmas classic in the US, Canada, the UK, and has been referred to by the Washington Post as one of the most successful duets in Christmas music history. And it's one of my favorites. So sit back
and
have
me.
A listen.
And me.
And this one.
And have
this
it.
Is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. Glad you came by to work out on the piano.
Beautiful. Who knew David Bowie had such a beautiful voice? Yeah, that's Iggy Stardust, right?
Yeah. A touching moment for both of them as fathers and as stars and. Awesome to know that they're still one of the best Christmas collabs ever.
Yeah, I heard, I read an article on what Bing thought about it. Now, they said Bing didn't know David Bowie from Jack before that show. He hadn't even really heard of him, the name before. And Bowie says in there that he's got a son. I don't know how old he is at that point, so he looks very young, David Bowie. So how old do you think he would have been? That was 77? When was that recorded?
Yeah, 77. It was September 77 when they recorded it. And then Bing Crosby died 1 month later in October. And then they sat on the show, the song, until into the 80s before it was re-released.
Wow. Yeah, they said that Bing didn't know anything about who David Bowie was. They knew their parts, of course. David Bowie was going to sing that piece on Earth, and Bing was going to sing the drummer boy. He said as soon as he heard David Bowie's voice, he let up a little bit and let David sort of lead with his side of the song. I thought that was sort of outstanding, if it was true. supposedly that was from Bing's response to having sung with was that a Bing Crosby special, Christmas special? Or was that a White Christmas special?
I don't know,
special,
but when I went looking for it, the video, I think, was in black and white.
Oh, really? I wonder why that. 77. That's another one. I should do the next music show on David Bowie. It's quite interesting in his life. He grew up under the guidance at a music institute in England under Peter Frampton's dad, and he knew Peter Frampton, was in a band when they were teenagers. Don't know what the band was called, but I think David's about 3 or 4 years older than Peter Frampton, if I remember right. But having to change his name, David Jones is his real name, and he had to change it because of the monkeys, David Jones.
The Little Ravens.
That's right, Little Ravens. Very good. Good time to be a rock star back then.
Now there's a couple here. It says from, 69 to 71 was Humble Pie. 65 to 68, The Herd. 97 to 98, Ringo Starr and his Star Band.
Yeah.
So he gets around.
Well, he wasn't in Humble Pie. That's Peter Frampton.
So that way
so
you just
combine in. Yeah.
Bowie.
Yeah, I forget
okay,
the institute. What's that? Oh, I was going to check the. Are you by the front door? We got 13. We got 18 minutes, Deb.
Yep.
Should we punish him with another piece? Should we read something? Why don't we read just something of yours?
I don't want to read.
You want in? Okay. Okay. We don't have to. Then you're going to get stuck with one of mine, probably.
That's not a hardship.
Any requests? Huh? Don't want that?
No, I said listening to you read is not a hardship.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Let's go. See, I get that peace on earth in my head. That's all I can hear right now. Peace on earth.
Yeah, it's a catchy tune.
It's a nice little ditty. I like the way Bing Crosby, when he talks about the contemporary music, he goes, some of it's just fine. Just fine. Okay, Bing. How about I'll Always Bring You Flowers? I heard somebody just sigh. Was that you? Yeah.
I'm muted.
Okay. Come on, don't do this to me. Every time I try to search, it's being out of it. That's called. I will always be no results. Okay. That's like a bit. I need the list. There we go. I'm going to throw a dart, Joy. I mean, Joy. Deborah. Community and sound strangers. My complacency. I'm the dying man as I eat a just smoke. I used to be able to go into my, you know what? This is the, I'm going to read this one. The words you cannot say. It is the poem in which I handed Bridget, Charlie the Chai, who made a song of it. It goes like this. I woke from a memory still lying here next to you, watching as you dream the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reasons I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still loving you. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. I believed it was forever and just a moment, but just a moment of your time. I cannot stay because I want to. Are you telling me that you're mine? It always stays inside my head, showing me how to cry. It's living in the shadows behind your lion eyes. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. You're covered in all of the reasons. It's showing right through your eyes. It's written in the heartaches. Why can't you say goodbye? No reason to remember like a sad country song. For you, I take my heart away. Today, I love alone. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. And the words you cannot say. It's rainstorms, not rainbows. Took a couple more minutes. Good. Any requests, Joy?
I think you should play this song now that you read it.
What's that?
I think you should play the song now that you read it as a poem.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I wish that the search thing would help. I gotta go.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
trying to run away. I want you to grow.
covered in all of the reasons. It's showing right through your eyes. Yeah. Sad country songs. That's pretty bad when your life ends up like a sad country song, isn't it? Pick yourself up.
It's an awesome song.
How about that song, I took my keys and dug it in the side of his cute little hot rod, souped up four-wheel drive. Yeah. I took a Louisville Slugger to all four light, all headlights. I don't know who sang that. That's a cool thing. Pretty good song. Don't cheat. Before you cheat.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that who this? Those lyrics are pretty good.
Yeah, she was an American Idol person.
Yeah,
now she's a Connecticut country star.
Yeah, yeah. I dug my keys into the side of his souped up
four-wheel drive.
Took the Louisville Slugger off the headlights. Don't cheat.
Louisville Slugger to both headlights.
Yep. And we're down to less than 2 minutes for an East Coast New Year celebration, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the sweepstakes is marked, and it'll be on the East Coast time, so we're almost ready for the drawing.
You said you're almost sweaty? Were you sweaty? Like Phil sweaty?
I'm excited to give away the points, yeah. But I also want to say that as soon as it strikes midnight, I'm going to push Auld Lang Syne. It's a popular song in the English-speaking world. Traditionally, it's sung to bid farewell to the old year at the stroke of midnight. By extension, it's often heard at funerals, graduations, and the farewell endings of other occasions. For instance, many branches of the scouting movement use it to close jamborees and other functions. I didn't know that. The text is Scots language poem by Robert Burns in 1788. Here we go, 56 seconds. The phrase Auld Lang Syne is also used in a similar poem by Robert 1570, Alan Ramsay in 1686, James Watson in 1711, as well as older folks and songs predating Burns. I had no idea. That's really amazing.
When did they start dropping the ball? When's that kind of tradition?
And here we go. 15, 14, 13. They took it away from me. Put it back. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. JCA's here. 2, 1. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, East Coast.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should all acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For oh,
All the hubbub's back. Yeehaw. On the West Coast, we've got 3 hours to go. So you hear all the banging going on?
Yeah, we got 1 hour to go here.
Deb, your voice changed.
Sorry about that.
Didn't you hear me say that JCA was here? JCA.
What's up, Hatter?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Just in time for the drawing.
Yeah, and 1 minute to go. Less than 1 minute.
Yeah, I'll
yeah
see
I just
you.
Wanted to say I wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. And
yeah, go ahead.
Hopefully, Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope that this will be an amazing, amazing
Jay, go ahead.
Year.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no
yeah.
problem. We'll let you guys do the drawing and then I can talk afterwards. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, the drawing. Do you want me to keep track, write them down, Deb?
Well, I'm going to put them on the chat wall as they're drawn.
Okay.
The thing is, we could speed it up if somebody wants to look and see what name is next to that particular number.
Okay, where do I find that?
They're in alphabetical order. I mean, numerical
okay.
order, I apologize. So, like, I'll say a number, and then we need to just jot that name on the board. And I just want to remind, say hi to Stephen and Kay, you guys. Happy New Year, you
hi.
Too.
Hey, guys.
Happy
New Year. Now, you guys got an hour to go yet, too?
No, it's New Year here.
Okay. Just to rehash real quick, I'm going to do the 30,000 point number because that way everybody gets a chance to win it. Because although a poet can win multiple times, it would be on their multiple numbers. Once a number is called, it's out of there. If I hit generate and it gives us a number that we already had, we will just go to the next number. I'll hit generate again and until we give away all the prizes.
Okay.
So I think with that being said, I will do this real quick.
Do I have a number? I don't think I have a number.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I have entered, I showed everybody the link for the app I'm using. I just, number one, up to number 475. And I am about to hit generate, and that will tell us who wins 30,000 points from a team of voices. And here we go. 417. Number 417.
Mm. 417. Deb, I don't. I'll see the numbers.
Okay,
hold on,
minute,
hold on.
Two
I'm taking a look. I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Number 417 is Obenex. Obi.
Obey.
That's awesome.
Obi-Wan.
Okay. Let me put that next to there. Woohoo. Oops, that should be an X. All right. Congratulations. Okay, now, that's awesome. So 417 is out of the drawing, so if it comes up again, it'll be a duplicate. So the next prizes on the lineup are, I'm just double checking, so I'm okay. So now I'm going to draw five winners, and those five winners will each win 6,000 points. I'm hitting generate right now. The first of those five is number 78.
All right. Hold on. We get to it. Number 78 is... Bum-bum-bum. Go way up top here. Number 78 is Garden Delights.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Garden Delight. You win 6,000 points. And number 78 is out of the contest, Delights. Okay. And I am about to hit number two of the 6,000 point prize. Here we go. 364.
Right here. See if I got that right. Nope. Page five. Okay. 364 is Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird.
Okay, congratulations, Pretty Bird.
Two pretty birds and a reader for my poetry, please.
He's lucky in these kinds of things. Okay, the next 6,000 winner is number 75.
Whoa. Number 75 is K.
Congrats, K. That's 6,000 points for K. Awesome. Okay. And I'm just writing that down. Just give me a second. And number 75 is out of there. The next number, also for 6,000 points, is number 25.
Number 25 is up top here. Oh, the suspense.
Hi,
it, number 25 is Dr. Zick.
Awesome. Congratulations, Dr. Zick. That's 6,000 points for you. And we have, let me take that number out, number 25. Okay. And the last of the 6,000 point prizes is 335.
All right.
Is that Hatter's cat?
Yeah.
Number 335 is ADNLS
1948. Say that again, Jay.
ADNLS 1948.
ADLS.
Alpha, Delta, November, Lima, Sierra.
I'm sorry. Do that one more time and do it the way you just did, please. Alpha.
Alpha, Delta, November, Lima, Sierra,
1948. 1948, thank you. Okay. That is the 6,000 point winners. And, Jay, I am sick as a dog, so you don't know how much I appreciate you doing this. It's a big deal because, like,
it's hard to get
around. No problem.
Now, we have N more numbers to draw, and for those 10 numbers, each poet wins 4,000 points. And I am about to push the button. The next number is 89.
All right, number 89 is closer, getting closer. Number 89 is CLR 17.
All right, Chuck.
Awesome.
Chuck,
congratulations, CLR.
Yeah, that's Chuck, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's Chuck. Rock and roll Chuck. Deb?
Quiet.
Deb,
you still there, Deb?
Yeah.
I guess it would have helped if you could hear me. The next number is 263.
263. Okay, hold on. And 263 is Debbie.
Wow. Debbie. You unmuted, Deb?
All right, here is the third number for 4,000 points, 205.
205 is Heavenly Angel.
All right. How many do we have to go?
Six more.
Okay,
six
the
more.
Next the next number is 45.
45 is Debbie again.
Ooh, she's racking it up.
Can we throw that back in the pool?
I'm sorry?
That was Debbie again.
Yeah. No, you can win multiple times. That was part of the
okay.
the deal. Yep.
Okay, cool. Okay.
What's the next number, Deb?
I need it.
Are you there, Deb?
Did you hear that? My phone just died. I'm sorry. I switched phones.
Okay.
Did you hear that number?
No.
30. 30.
Okay, 30 happens to be. Oh, the suspense. Oh, the suspense. It happens to be Lyne Gauthier.
Okay. I know that's spelled wrong, but I know who it is. When I go back, there's the first five of those, and now the last five of the 4,000-point prize. The next number is 293.
Happens to be Poet Traveler.
All right. Okay. The next number is 464.
Oh, I had that.
Okay, that's in the other list.
Yeah, what was it for?
Okay.
What?
464.
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing bingo.
464.
Bingo.
It is. Hold on, I got it. I think is.
Okay.
Allie Sunshine. Three.
Congratulations, Allie. Okay, and the third or the. Actually, that's number eight. The eighth is, here we go, 276. I'm saying it slow because I'm trying to make sure it's not a duplicate. 276.
All right, here we go. 276 will be Mibella.
Bella. Awesome. Okay. And we have two more to go, each worth 4,000 points as well. And the next number is 378.
All right, 378. It is Dr. Zick.
Wow. Okay, congrats again. That's two for you and two for Debbie, D-E-B-B-I. And the last 4,000-point number is, it sounds familiar, let me double check, 398 is the last number.
398. Okay, here we go. And the last winner is Owens Ezekiel.
Awesome.
Zeke, yep.
Awesome. So, to go over that real quick, the winner of the 30,000 points is Obinek. The winners of the 6,000 points, Garden Delight, Pretty Bird, K, Dr. Zeke, and Andrus 1948, and the 10,000 points winners, CLR17, Debbie, Heavenly Angel, Debbie, Doing the Tour, Poet Traveler, Allie Sunshine, Bella, Dr. Zeke, and Owen Ezekiel. And that is 100,000 points. And we'll put that in your account as soon as the show ends. So before Hatter does his thing, Jay and then Steven, if you guys want to tell us what's happening or share anything, now's the time.
You can go ahead and start, Steve.
Okay, our next show is tomorrow night with Sky. Storyboard Sky Darkholm, Star Wars Volume 1. We're looking at Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Excuse me. She's got character highlights. She can write the themes, scenes, and quotes. Basically, just to come and geek out with Sky at 8 p.m. tomorrow. And The Mortuary of Shadow, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday. We're looking at the book Pet Cemetery by Stephen King with quotes from that book. There you go. And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody because I gotta go to bed.
All right. Happy New Year back to you. And Kay, feel better. Congratulations on
that.
Yes. Love and respect to you both.
Have a great
love
time.
And respect.
Thank you.
All right. I'm only going to be on here for a little bit as well. We are returning back to our live schedule on Il Nostro Regno Radio. On the 6th of January, we're coming back to the living room at noon Eastern. We will have a topic up very shortly this next week. And we're kind of excited to be back because this, of course, was a busy time of the year, the most busiest time of the year. Okay, but I have a special message out there for everybody, and I'm going to probably leave after this as well. But I wanted to just wish everybody a happy new year. And what you want to take from this year going into the new year is the poet's voice. We are on an international level. I'm also part of Instagram and a poetry community out there, which is also part of an international level. We can use all of these platforms to reach other people, to make our voices heard, and to increase the volume of changing the world for the better. We as poets have that ability, have that capability. We are not defenseless in coming up and standing for what we believe in. We all have a message, and we can all come together, and especially when it comes to issues of mental health, especially around this time. We need to be there for each other. And I think it was a message that we got on Steve and Kay's show tonight, is that it's all right to have feelings. It's all right to have your mental illness. There's nothing wrong with that. It's completely normal. It's completely human. And don't let anybody out there tell you that you're less of a human because you have these feelings, you have these symptoms, you have something going on with you. Just realize you are a valued person in this world, and you're just being human. And us as a poetry community need to come around those people, and we need to use our experiences to allow people to understand that they are not alone in what they're facing and what they're feeling and the world around them. Because all of us have something that's going on with us. And if we can deliver that message, we can change the world as we know it. So Happy New Year's, everyone.
Well, that was pretty profound and awesome. And Happy New Year to you, Jay.
All right. I couldn't have done better myself.
That was a great message.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to share it. I'm being called over to another little forum that I have to go to as well. So thank you guys for having me. Happy New Year, Deb, and Happy New Year, Hatter. No problem. No problem.
Yeah,
you guys take care.
By. Thanks for stopping by.
Yep.
Yeah.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to take this time to thank everybody that's participated this last year in our radio shows. We really appreciate it. If you haven't called in yet, think about it this year. It becomes more personal when you know the poets. I think it was the next level in writing for us to evolve to. It's been a great gig hearing the voices of the other poets. So everybody in our group that, participated, thank you for that. If you haven't yet, please do. Think about it. We have starting our next year tomorrow. Would be A.P. Taylor and myself, and if Deborah feels up to it, if not, it'll be just me and A.P. on Saturday, the first of the year, January 1st. If Deb's not there, we'll cancel. We'll skip the collab till following week. Deb, you want to say anything else?
Just congratulations to all the winners. Thank you to everyone in the team of voices that listens, that writes, that calls, that comments, that makes recordings, that just shares their brilliance with us. And thank you to the amazing people that do the shows for us, because that check for a penny for the year is in the mail. It's not easy. And the fact that you guys have been sticking through this for nearly 3 years, it is very appreciated. And to my board, I wouldn't want to do it without you guys. Sweet, AP, my big brother Hatter, Happy New Year, love and respect. And on that note, I'm going to lay down because I don't feel well. And I'll see you as soon as I can. Thank you, Hatter.
Yeah. Couldn't do it without you, Deb. This is all you're doing. We're just following you. Thank you. Can we play the Avril song, or are we out of here now?
We can. Let me just pull her name up for a second so I can remind everyone that she's an amazing singer-songwriter from Canada. She is, here we go.
Oh, I got ready to push.
16,
okay.
And she was 16 years old. She signed a 2-album recording deal, her solo album, yielded the singles Complicated, Skater Boy, and she emphasized the skate punk persona. She's the pop punk queen from Music Publications, and she's considered a key musician in the development of pop punk music. She's paved the way for female-driven punk-influenced pop music in the early 2000s. Her second studio album, Under Mice, became her first album to reach the top of the Billboard 200 chart in the United States. Her third album, Best Damn Thing, in 2007, reached number one with hits like Girlfriend and The Goodbye Lullaby. And in 2019, she released her sixth album called Head Above Water, and the song that we are about to play showcases her amazing voice, and we are going to and we are going to take you out with her song called I'm With You. As soon as I find it,
I got it right here. Bingo.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Go ahead.
I'm standing on the bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day. Thank you.
I'm with you, Deborah. Thank you for another great year. It's been totally enjoyable with you. My little sister, love you.
Love you back, Hatter. I'm out of here.
Yeah. See you next year.
I was just going to say, it's not next year for you yet, so I'll see you next year. Oh, night, everyone.
Yeah. Love you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.